very, very, very good evening, Zimbabwe. Omo Hle. You are tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America on Tuesday, the 4th of September. Bafetu ikamalamingu Mike Hove. My name's Mike Hove.
And I'm Evan Zeninga.
Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome to the Youth Connection Live Talk. And I'm your host, Mike Hove. Lamhlanje bafethu, tonight on The Connection, we're opening the mics to you guys. Nina, abantu abasemakhaya, abantu abaseZimbabwe, all Zimbabweans all over the world, we're opening the mics to you. In particular, abantu abasakhulayo, the youth of Zimbabwe, we're opening the mics to you all. We would like to hear the one most important thing. You know, we now have President Omucha, Umongameli, Emmerson Mnangagwa. We have a new president, Mthungameli Wenyika, va Emmerson Mnangagwa. So we want to hear from you guys, which one, what is the biggest demand you have of Umongameli wethu Omucha? What do you expect from President Emmerson Mnangagwa with regards to uplifting impilo zabantu abasakhulayo, the lives of vanhu vechidiki? So bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, the program is all yours. We're also going to be tackling and talking about amanye ama fellowships ngenhlelo ezijiyeneyo that are within Zimbabwe that are all targeted towards uplifting abantu abasakhulayo.
And to join in the discussion today, please feel free to write your numbers in the comment section or call us directly on +1 202 619 2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, bafethu, the program is also going out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency, njalo ku 4930 6080 and 15460 kilohertz on Monday through Friday, bafethu, 8 to 9 p.m. sikhona lapha ebulenjini.
We're also broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and the VOA Shona. Not to forget our three web pages, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and the www.ndebele.com. Tune in.
Yes, bafethu, so thanks once again for joining us. Sikuhlelo The Connection. We are live coming to you from Voice of America Studio 7. Lamhlanje, we are talking about the one and only President Emmerson Mnangagwa. It's all about us, thina njengabantu abasakhulayo. We want to hear ukuthi you, as the youth of Zimbabwe, nina, who are watching us live, what do you think of President Emmerson Mnangagwa? 1, 2, what exactly are you expecting ukuthi umongameli will do for you to uplift impilo yakho? Nxa usithi umongameli angimthandi, I don't think he'll do anything. Manje umbuzo wami engizaphinda ngikubuze ngithi, what exactly are you going to do to change your situation? Umongameli usekhona 5 years, mchokotsho ukhona umongameli. So what exactly are you going to do to change isimo sempilo sakho? Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, thumezeleni umlayezelo, or even write inombolo yakho ku comment section. Sikhona namhlanje sisonke siyaxoxa ngobunengi bethu. Vanso
Mike,
wareni
awe zvakamira sei?
Ama one ma levels mdara
hanzi pfe varungoti pfepfe vafana vechidikiusha uku hatisi kuziva kuti zviri kuenda nekupi. Asi wataura nyaya yakanaka kuti nhasi izuva ravo.
Of course,
uri kuvavhurira mukana wekuti vataure zvavanofunga pamusoro pekuti Zimbabwe yoita sei kuenda kumberi, tarisiro dzavo kuti nyika yokunguruka sei, chimuti ichi chiri kutambidzanwa sei chichienda kumberi. Vamwe vanoti chakabvutwa, vamwe vanoti chakatambidzanwa. Tinoda kuti tinzwe kwavari, handiti ndo nyaya iri pano nhasi. Uyewo wavabvunza kuti imimi vechidiki muri kuitei, kwete kungoti muri kuitirwei, asiwo imimi zvamuri kuita ndezvipi? Ndo nyaya iri pano nhasi.
Ngempela.
So we wait to hear.
Ngempela. So bafethu, we have another youth person okhona lathi lamhlanje ku studio, lo ngumuntu ongisakhulayo, who's from Zimbabwe, he's doing his PhD lapha eMelika. Bafethu, yena la he will tell you his thoughts on umongameli wethu omutsha, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So bafethu, masihambeni kuye siyeze ukuthi ngibani, igama lakhe njalo, uza sitshela okuningi. Kelvin Mandula, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, my brother.
Hi, Mike.
Welcome. Lapa, we'll give each other my big ups, Lapa.
Thank you. Good
afternoon, folks.
Life is good, man.
Welcome. This is your first time here.
It's my first time here on studio, but I've been on your other program by telephone.
Not your last, I hope.
Definitely not my
right. So, Vanzo, I'm not sure if Uyamazi long or Kelvin Manduna.
Right.
The only thing I know about Mr. Manduna is he's a PhD student at Howard University,
fair.
A very prestigious university
fair.
in the USA. And he is also supposedly, according to my, a very strong sympathizer or supporter of President Mnangagwa.
That's all I can say. No. But joke aside, Professor Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us. Good fellow. So, of course, we're in the corner. Kelvin, I know ukuthi wena uyamsekela uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So I guess my first point to you is why uEmmerson Mnangagwa? Why umsekela? Ubona ngani, what will he do for abantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe?
I think the reason why I felt inclined to support Mnangagwa among the candidates who presented themselves,
the 23,
yes, was out of pragmatism.
Mm-hmm.
I understood that we were not going to have a hard shift from the previous environment. It was going to be a transitional change.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the person who was best able to usher us through that transition was Mnangagwa.
Mm.
Because I knew the events of November ushered in a certain structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I, out of pragmatism, I think what we have is what we have to live with for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there are clear demands that we will be making of Mnangagwa as our youths.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what hope we will ventilate today.
So Manje, when as a young person who's living lapha kwele Melika, what would your biggest expectations be of uhulumende lo omutsha oza?
I think the primary issue for our youth is employment.
Mm-hmm.
That is front and center. We have a serious challenge.
Now, what's in Ubam? I understand which employment.
Right.
Now, I remember, and I know some people said it as a joke.
Right.
Umongameli Mugabe, I'm going to bring in a large amount of employment. And it's, Eneng would argue, it's agaletang lut. However, abantu bathi nxa uyivenda, that's a form of employment. So now city uzalethi employment.
Right.
What kind of employment are we talking about here?
Well, there are two types. I mean, I know I've heard that informal. The informal sector is a real sector. It's a reality in most of Africa, Zimbabwe included.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the latest figure for the size of it. But we have to appreciate it. That's where most of our... In this country, they call it a gig economy. But that's what it is. If you are driving Uber and all these things, sometimes you are in the informal sector. Me as a consultant here, I'm in the informal sector here. So we mustn't... I know we look at the vending side on the street, that side of it, and then people look down on it. But it can have viable, lucrative side to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to empower our youths who are going into that sector, make sure the conditions are safe, eliminate issues like smuggling and so on, the vices within the sector to try and create environment. But for us as people who analyze, we are more speaking of the formal sector and revival of the industrial and services sector to create jobs in that sector, the tax-paying, income tax-paying side of the economy. Those are the jobs that we are buying, also particularly emphasizing. Because those are the people, I understand, who form the nucleus of a middle class, who borrow money from banks to buy houses, to buy cars, to drive the rest of the economy. So by and large, that is a sector we try to also emphasize formal jobs.
Yamuz.
Interesting. No, Nyamuz. Ndruko vanzwa vakura ava, vanokura ava vanda kumbokandwa pasi pebaza.
Andi.
Go easy.
I find it very amusing. You see, people have been talking in corridors and openly and in public and all over the place.
Right.
You see, Emmerson Mnangagwa factually has been President Mugabe's right-hand man from day one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even before Zimbabwe's independence.
Right.
And what new bloodline is he going to bring in today to this new Zimbabwe that he has failed to bring for the past 38 years?
Right. I think he himself, he has acknowledged that mistakes were made.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe doesn't go as far as some of his detractors would want. That's subject for debate. But he has acknowledged we've made a lot of mistakes. But no two people will run things the same. Even if you are married, you and your wife, you are together for 20 years, joined at the hip, but you do things differently. Mugabe was an autocrat, meaning he's the alpha and omega of decision making. There was not much wiggle room, and that's, I think, something that we have to appreciate when we look at how Mugabe's tenure was. He ran a patronage system. Even if you were a technocrat, as the Nkosana Moyes have explained, there was no room to do what you are came and competent for.
Mm-hmm.
He's the final arbiter and the decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Mnangagwa and them, to some extent, they have been freed from that. But we must hold them to a strong leash, and I fully acknowledge that. They were part of that system.
Mm-hmm.
They are tainted by that system, and they must show that they are reformers from that system. And so many people have said, and I rightly acknowledge, there is a lot of hardline elements who are still in that old mindset, who he has to prune, or at least to minimize their influence. Otherwise, the new project won't be as successful as he wishes.
So, we have our second guest. So, let's hold you for 1 second, and let's bring in the second guest into the conversation. We're speaking of Nantanj Evans. Right. So, we now have Lipati Pepe, who's joining us on the line. Lipati, thank you so much for joining us, Lamhlanje Kuhlelo.
Thank you.
So, Lamhlanje, udabose olise kudweni, we're speaking about uMongameli wethu omutsha, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. I know ukuthi sike I've spoken to different people, and eningi seem to highlight the fact that ilizwe lethu, it's literally broken up in half when we're talking about abantu abasakhulayo. Eningi labantu bakhanya ngani basamsekela uChamisa and abafuni ukusebenza ndawonye lo Mnangagwa. But reality and realistically speaking, silo mongameli omutsha, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is here for 5 years. So umbuzo wamqala ke body to you would be, how do we move forward njengabantu abasakhulayo? How do we band together and unite and move forward sisidonse njengabantu abasakhulayo?
Yeah, I think that Zimbabwe, I think, is a broken nation. There are challenges abandoning Gakulu, and some of these challenges do affect young people. Let me say, most of the challenges are actually affecting young people. We have what I would term a lost generation. Young people who have never been employed. Young people who do not know what it means to earn an honest and decent living. Young people can't afford the basic things. You know, you're talking of young girls, young women who can't afford, you know, sanitary wear. So it has caused a lot of problems. Young people that are into drug and substance abuse. So for me, moving forward is having a proper diagnosis of a problem. What is exactly is the Zimbabwe crisis? I know it is multidimensional. It does have an economic dimension to it. But what exactly is the Zimbabwe crisis? Which makes people easily get on each other's throats on a simple matter of choosing who can be the mayor of Blawa. So for me, I think that's a major challenge. The second thing, I think we need this a new administration to begin to be confident that they have changed from what they were in the past. Remember, this is not necessarily an entirely new faces in government. These are people who were there, whether playing secondary or primary roles, but were there. They were part of the system. They benefited from the system. We need them to begin to build confidence. We need to deal with issues of corruption in this country. It's a big issue. It's taking away livelihoods from families. It's taking away jobs from young people. It's taking away business opportunities from young people. Young people that want to just start a small business have to pay up a lot of money to just get your small business running.
About speaking about our businesses, and it's a good thing you brought that up. We know Uguti recently, uMongameli and the ZANU-PF, I guess, government, if you want to refer to it as that, said they were looking towards launching a youth empowerment bank. Lapo, they would distribute or set aside $12 million. Yona Ezabe Elenjongo, Eokutuki Sabontanga, who are looking to open our businesses and all that. I guess my first question would be, First of all, is $12 million enough?
It's not enough. It's not enough. But see, I think we are approaching it from a different, from a wrong angle.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to do with 12 million? You see, previous youth development funds, your Kurera ones, your Stanbic fund, they've not achieved their goal because we don't know what we want to do with youth development funds.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have a national youth development strategy as a country. We don't know what sectors are we looking at. What are we promoting? Are we promoting STEM? Are we promoting arts? Are we is it a multidimensional fund?
Mm-hmm.
How do we? Because I think that's where we need to start. That's why they give young people money and the money disappears into, you know, it's never paid back because it's not clear. What are the gaps? Do we want to address, do we want to give people money to start small businesses, or do we want to help young people to understand the step-by-step processes of being an entrepreneur? Do we want them to actually to assist existing businesses to grow? You know, if, once we are able to deal with that, secondly, how are we distributing the money?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a problem with the previous fund. Kelp's old mutual put in money, and they are the ones that are putting money, they are the ones that are distributing the money. And it's not clear, there's no transparency whether 10 million was distributed or not. Okay? I think we need to have a separate board that should manage the distribution of the fund so that it speaks both to transparency and relevance. Because you can give the money, but it's not relevant to people's, young people's needs. You know, it was funny that, you know, with the CAPS money, we were told that there's at some point that 5.4 million had been distributed. No one knows what happened to the rest. No one knows that, you know, who got, you know, all those things for me are critical. Before we even say, is 12 million enough? Let's get systems first. What systems, what do we want to focus on? Which is our age group? Which a lot of young people are into ICT now. If you put a board of old people, they'll obviously not select ICT-based projects. They'll not select new industries. They'll stick to what they know. So we need all those issues addressed before we even go to the amount itself.
Right. I think I agree by and large with what Tupepe is saying.
Mm-hmm.
The sectors had to be delineated and narrowed down, not because I would take money and buy inchova and so on. But he's very right to say the macroeconomic environment is the make or break of any of the, even if you put 100 million, but if the macroeconomic is not right, we had the e-command, they said 40% have not yet paid back a cent of that command money, you see. And previously he was mentioning about cabs and so on. I think those even, the numbers were even worse in terms of inability to repay. The macroeconomic environment is stifling. You keep hearing of large companies, about UBM, closing. What more a startup? And we know the startup failure rate already in a functional economy. Never mind ours, where there are so many challenges. So we have to address this. It comes back to Mnangagwa. He's open for business mantra. He has to translate it quickly into concrete steps and programs that people can understand and start implementing, making the business environment much easier. That way, capital will start flowing from private sector once those and issues of the cash crisis, and I have mentioned in the past of the currency that we are using, which makes us uncompetitive when we try to produce.
So, which
currency is this?
Look, we have to transition out of it, and we have said in the past they must look at the options. We have bright minds who can do it, and they've looked at it in the past, maybe. The suggestions were not taken up, but it's something again they have to revisit urgently.
Right, Mandona, what's in Mbambo Mlomo? Vanzo, we have a caller.
Yes, Anzi Pana
Zozo. Zozo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Eh, Magade Yumkoma. Uyakulumis Ndebele Mtora Shona.
Nyakuluma.
How Zozo put on Munjan put? So is really diverted. It's a good win. Lamhlanje
izwini manje sibili mtaka mama.
Ah, siyabonga kakhulu buti. So awusitsheleke ukuthi yini umbono wakho?
Yalapho umbono wami ukuthi kona vele okungenzakala mtaka mama ukuthi kona umongameli omutsha avule imisebenzi ontanga besebenzi. Hayi ukuthi ontanga abatshone bendiyahambiya bebhemi group besenzayo.
Ubona ngani umongameli ulamandla uyakhona ukwenza lokho la?
Ya ukuthi kona kungabanjwana kusetshenzwe kuhle elizwe lungakhethwanga ngemihloko abantu bekupha amabhruke be-TLC bengayivusa i-economy kodwa kungaba lokungabambani ha akuthi antekenzakala sibi.
Manje uthini uyazi kulabo ntanga abaningi like I said lapho bengixoxa lomunye umhlonisho okhona ukudaba lolo ngisithi kulabantu abaningi abasakhulayo ababona ngani abafuna ukusebenza ndawonye lo mnankagwa ngenxa yokuthi basekele ubuchamisa bathi asifuna we don't even recognize mnankagwa as a president. Manje njengelizwe how do we move forward especially when we're speaking about abantu abasakhulayo?
Ya khona khona kunxa ukuthi umuntu usekhethiwe mntaka mama afuna ukubamanga singachange wasihle umphini ngoba uNkulunkulu uzasishisa. Kuyamele khona yena lo okhona sisebenzela esincediseni ngoba singamncedisa siyabe sisakhela izwe lethu kasakhelini ilizwe ilizwe lethu iZimbabwe lethu ngeke sithelana amanga sibili kumele sisebenzeni sisebenze gadali ukuze izwe lisiphumelele. Singaphumelela nabakusasa abazathola lilihle kodwa singayeke thisa thina awuthi athi siyayenza singazikhohlisini sibili. Ngiyacela sibili bantu beZimbabwe.
Hayi so siyabonga kakhulu bhuti bekuhle ukuba la uhlelo baba.
Lami ngibongile.
Ima kancane ingayi indawo uManduna ufuna ukukhuluma la.
So I hope uChamisa ulalela uDudini ngathezi.
Yena elalele ngiyathaba sibili sokumekona avula indlebe zakhe sibili zithi kwacha. Azi ukukhona inxa ukukhona umongameli umnaka basekhethiwe kumele senze endaye kuhle sibambaneni ibe ithuthuke ngoba izwe leli ngelethu asolikabani ngelethu amaZimbabwe singaziqilini sibili.
Hayi
ukuthi sibili economy ivuke sibili.
Yebo. Hayi sikuzwile Zozo siyabonga kakhulu bhuti.
Yebo zangifunela futhi.
Hayi of course uhlelo is your program.
Alright,
lalo radio nyabantu. Hayi siyabonga baba. So Vanso wamuzwele Zozo.
Hayi angiyamzwanga mina.
So Zozo aba ari kuthi. Uthi manje.
I think Vanso asatha pora.
Akari
wadziwa.
Akari wadziwa.
No. You're missing the point. My Ndebele is not very good, so I cannot follow.
We are top.
I cannot follow what you were saying. What were you talking about?
Let me ndikunyatso kuzera mwana wa mai.
Yes.
Apa zozo anga chiti. First point is nyikandedu sezvara zeZimbabwe.
Okay.
Saka nyaya iyo kuti umwe ari kusapota Chamisa, umwe ari kusapota Mnangagwa, umwe ari kuti handisida kusenza ndaonye, handisida kusenza in the same area na Mnangagwa, nekuti ndiri kusapota Chamisa. Pasi nayo nyaya iyoyo.
Alright.
Tofanira kuenda mberi senyika. We're supposed to work together.
Okay.
And then he also says kuti aiwa, he feels kuti vaMnangagwa should deliver. He feels kuti, especially vanhu vechidiki, we need an opportunity to grow. Do you get it? You look confused.
Yes, an opportunity to grow and mature and become leaders
of course.
And not lead now and today.
No, today and tomorrow. Which Diki and Mugaram didn't go and head.
And this is
but essentially, that's what Uzozo was saying. Uguti,
okay.
He feels as though, especially when he hammered on this, Mwamunzo of Manduna Chifunza, Sakayo Ruti Chamisa Kutere. But yes, I want Chamisa to listen to me right now. And just,
What was the point that was being emphasized on Chamisa?
He wants the country to move forward.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that this back and forth movement, no, pants okay. Not. So let me just quickly go to ikhasi le televiyo endebele ngibona ngani kulabantu abaningi lamhlanje uDube Bongani uthi hello Dube Bongani unjani mama uSipho Lunga uthi hello uDube Bongani uphinde waze wafaka inombolo sikakudinga singathola ithuba mama uManqube uthi hello Manqube unjani and then ngibona ngani kulo bhuti wami uThawuhobe unjani bhuti hello siyakwamukela kuhlelo umusa ufaka amehlo just watching siyakwamukela kuhlelo lawe ukhethiwe khanye ngani ufuna ukungena kuhlelo waze wafaka inombolo and then uhingambwa yho wazi wafake inhliziyo lathi siyakuthanda mama. And then Ruben Dlovu, he looks like he was hammering at the issue, like I brought about $12 million Lena. Which we don't know what to do with $12 million ngoba incane kakhulu.
I agree.
Uyavuma?
Yep.
Mhm. And then Joyce Dlovu was wathi, hello, siyakwamukela kuhlelo Rejoice. Evans angazi ukuthi ngibani okhona ukukhasela television.
This is Shona Regatione kuti kunani kuno kunasi kuna Mishe Chikumba angonzi zviri sei ndiri kuno ku Joburg Zakaria Mbaiwa. Anzi tashikawo tiri kuno kupolokwane ku South Africa. Hilary Hidza Chindowa maswera sei hi from Pretoria. Vanhu vakawanda vari ku South Africa Mike panapa. James Pfungwa hanzi ndiri ku Windhoek ku Namibia. Father William Gore is watching.
Manduna kulo muntu okhanya ngani he is in the same lane with you uthi if you can't beat them or change them join them ed fair wazi wafaka lama caps into caps
lock ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay
zvinhu zvodhura, open for business is now turning into closing business.
Look, it's early days. I understand ED has had 7 months of... What much could you do in that 7 months?
Mm.
Now it's his mandate. Mm. The economy had a lot of hangover from the past. The bond note is not your ED's creation. He inherited it. He inherited a lot of things. I know you may say... From Gav.
I'm glad you could make a narrow destination. And you know exactly what to direct it.
So I love how you try to give a distinction between Umgabe and Umnangagwa.
No.
Because at the end of the day, it's the same bus. They're just
different
changing drivers.
And then, like,
same engine, same tires, same scope.
Yes, but...
Yeah.
But you must recall, this is a splitting of hairs. The electorate mm-hmm. has accepted that distinction,
mm-hmm.
and they've given Umnangagwa a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go with that.
Okay.
Right, Bafethu Masatu Mlaleli Ngizumtsilo. Kethiwe Cingweni. Kethiwe njani mama? Hello, Kethiwe ukhona?
Ngikhona.
Unjani mama?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngibongile kakhulu ngingena
esikolweni. Uyizwile indaba esegudwini?
Hayi, indaba esegudwini sayizwa thina njengamayuthi. Sikhathazekile kakhulu indaba kababa uMnangagwa lapha. Isifiso sethu sivotile sibili ngobuningi. Sahamba sayovota sithi alubana ngawo bekungene upresident onaye osesemutha njengathi owazi udubolo ongasukeli. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi vele izanu zasiyizanu. Sekube ukuthi ngabe phela asithole umsebenzi ngoba nxa ungakhumbula u-review back to 2008 when kube the inclusive government uMorgan Tsvangirai walethi inguquko eningi kakhulu. So kathesi nxa sikhangela bengayala belokho behwaba futhi ngezifunda lezo bengafuni ukuthi basifakele ubaba uThamisa. Sizakala ukuthi sizangena kuleyana isithuesini esasibhekane layo futhi ukuthi lesinkwa uyagcina lisidla kanye ngekhisa umuthi nxa kuwukuthi lisibhalisile. And ubuhlungu othi thina singapha emaphandleni elokhu zeningi eflabhusi. Obuhlungu okuthi eflabhusi yakhona akula mali 1-2 akula even umsebenzi. Imisebenzi yakhona kufakana vele ngelokhu zeningi ngokwazana ilokhu ukuthi uyazana kanjani uzafunda ufunde sibili kodwa at the end uzathola ukuthi umuntu ongela izini i-37 certificate olilunga lezana ngiyohamba futhi esiyosebenza emsebenzini onadingele umsebenzi. So into esikhalela ngokuthi manje bezihlobo zethu obaba bagula lapha amaphilisi kumele aze ayithenge ithanga ebhotswana kumbe e-South
Africa.
Like for instance lapha e-Trabuti la lapha esikhona thina sisendaweni okuthiwa kusemahole under Trabuti amaphilisi ayashota, amaphilisi ayeTB ayashota, kumele uzoya ugade udinga $10 to and from lawa useyothatha amaphilisi ayeTB. Oh, into ezithi ubuhlungu kakhulu. Othi nxa sikhangele kusho ukuthi phela obaba umlangagwa yisothukisa ngo-December umkhuhlane kusho ukuthi lamaphilisi ayo umkhuhlane ayo-edisa besesiwathathe elokuzenini umbe sesiwathenga njengakuqala okuyinto esizisa ubuhlungu ukuthi into yamahara into esponsayo sekumele ukuthi siyihambele umango ngenxa yokuthi bona abafuni ukuthi kumbe bazwisise laba babone ukuthi umomo uhamba njani. Ipensheni iyathathwa ezikolo lapha namhlanje abantwana bahambile baxotiwe baphendulisiwe asiwathi unxa bephendulisa baye besithi sibabhadale ngani ngoba thina vele asisebenzi phela akuda imali zakhona lathi ukuthi siye emakholeji izokupasile ufomfomb ufom six uzahamba ekholeji uhamba ngani ngoba vele abadala bayabe vele bengelayo imali yakhona yini.
Hayi mama sizile kahle.
Into esiyicelayo kubaba umnangagwa ngokuthi yena yena phela ubutha bakhe wabuqedela emzini nanti yena ligamba yena ubutha bakhe wabuqedela emzini so by the time udwinsi kwakungena sikhathi sokuthi kunjani usetheni so yena ukuphatheka komsebenzi maybe akwazi so sicela ukuthi yena asivele izwe ukuthi thina ama-bone free basinikeza umsebenzi lathi sikwanise ukusebenzela iphucuko yelizwe lethu ngoba ilizwe salithanda kathesi mina ngibuye egoli e-South Africa e-South Africa kunzima kuqamba amanga ngilala lisethuka up and down kube kuthiwe he lokhu dise ngathi ama-South Africans ngizosenzayo and then nxa ukhangela futhi you-come back to Zimbabwe nxa uthi ubuyile eZimbabwe sokusuka nzima futhi from bed to west.
Hayi mama sikuzile kahle siyabonga kakhulu bekuhle kuba la ukuhlelo.
Hayi nami ngibonile.
Thank you. So Evans lapha umzila umama ukhethiwe basically she's talking about what she's faced. She towards the end of the conversation she talks about how she's recently came from South Africa and she feels kuti it's very difficult the challenges that she faced in South Africa. It's very heartbreaking for her to go back to Zimbabwe to Tembo with Iowa. Maybe njana umkana ukuthi nisimudze semunhu wechidiki banzi vala vula sanskwete apana chakaitika. She's also basically what she narrows down to is she's asking ED to provide incentives, jobs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would rather throw this ball at you and look at the situation where let's look at this from a feasibility perspective.
Yes.
Creating jobs today in Zimbabwe using the bond notes, using a borrowed foreign currency, using limited resources where people are going to the banks today and they can only withdraw $300 in coins for the day, if at all they manage to get that much. How feasible is it to turn this economy around and create jobs? Zimbabwe right now is at over 90% unemployment. How
it's challenging, which is why I think as Ubaba Utemba, I was agreeing with him, even if a youth came to you with a business plan under this environment, 9 times out of 10, I think a bank would laugh him out of the building. They have to look at certain drivers that will kickstart the employment creation, whether it's infrastructure projects. These are things for which the government can access funds, whether it's from China or wherever, and start to kickstart jobs. And sectors like agriculture, where we already have our land reform. We are talking, for example, the issue that there are multiple farm owners. As you weed them out, give those farms to the youth. People say Mugabe is 14 farms, 15 farms. Give the 13 farms to the youth, to our agriculture graduates. These are, to me, these are the initial gestures that will even change the narrative on Umnangagwa. Things like cutting grandiose. Be a government, that's if we are not going to buy new cars. We want to prioritize the hospitals. Gestures like that start to change the narrative in the way that people like Magufuli have done in their countries. I don't want to be a waste of expenditure. You see, so he must also, on his part and the people around him, I don't know how successful they'll be, but
it's a good start.
Mike, I'm imagining President Emerson Mnangagwa riding a bicycle to work.
It's Lalele Manz.
Hey,
Kutwa ngiyezwa ukuthi thina umphereri ari parinare so mncane sithatha
umlaleli
and kana thathora mofu tuenda kune video ma video zedu
akasinawo. Mofu makadiko.
Yo, mazina re.
Muse muse kwakadiko.
Ah, kuno kumzala bani kwa mabala.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri kumzala bani.
Ehe kumzala bani. Nawiri mdariro mainzwa kai. Mafungiro enyu oti kudii.
Zviri kumabada kuzimbabwe.
Zvoitwa sei?
Ndinofungidzira kuti China vakaita kuchina ikokoko. Vanonyora madhuzi avo neti hope kuti vanoita bring something nyika. Asi ndakatarisa nenhau yemayouth yamurikutaura nezvayo. In Zimbabwe zvazviri kungotaura mazuva anaya ndezvekuti if my youth asati amboinjoya chinonzi freedom. From 1980 tikutarira mayouth vanhu vese vane makore ese waya kusvika iko zvinezvi vanhu ivavo they never enjoyed freedom. Nanhasi tikutarisa kuti hapana chinhu chatinotarisira kwavari kuti vangabudisa munyika takatarisana nemamiriro anoita nyika iye zvinezvi.
Zvino nai mukoma wangu zvoitwa sei kuti
izvozvo zvatikuedza kuda kutaura nezvekuti maelections akaitwa akapera vamunangagwa vakanzi tse
tapanzakuti
ivo varipo zvine zvavana chamisa vainge vachimiririro nembisi yanaenza hatingati isusu vangamanikidzirwa kunzi vapinde muhurumende iyeyo yavari kutokana nayo kai ivo vacho varipo vana munangagwa ivavo ngavamene vaone zvokuita voita reengage yacho yavari kutauraya nokuengeja kwacho kwavari kutaura ikokoko sozvati nyika inofambirira kuenda mberi haungamanikidziri mukadzi kuti apinde mushaka wayo wakamuramba.
Mukoma, inini pandiri kuita dambudziko nevanhu vese vari kuedza kubatsiridza nyaya iyi pamwe chete pekuti munhu wese ari kuti vamunangagwa vanofanirwa kuona kuti voita sei kuti zvinhu zvinake. Ko imiwo vanhu vacho muri kuitei kuti muedze kuona kuti zvinhu zvanaka munyika?
Isusu semayutika takavhota. Tavhota semayuti ndosaka ndirikuedza kutaura kuti never experienced chinhu chinonzi freedom muzimbabwe since 1980s nokuti kubva 1980 wacho taingova tiri vanhu vakumbunikidzwa. Isusu semayuti kwatiri kuno uka sori kutaura izvako mani we are prepared for anything.
Mugoma mofu maakuchichidzira munochichidzira nyika musadaro.
Kamari ndozvinenge zvaitongovapo nokuti nhamo yacho zvinezvi yatonyanyisa.
Vanhu vanogona kuzomuka vofunga kuti mavati huyai tiende kuhondo mukoma.
Ndokufurirwa nabitiwa
hatikurudzire izvozvo. Aiwa vamhosi mofu, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nemu pachirongwa. Handiti mukoma?
Zvakanakai.
Right, so vafetsu aiwa totenda
imiyokubwira
vamhofu. Right, so bafethu sila mavideo lapha esimele sitshengisa abantu lapha. We've been talking about uplifting abantu abasakhulayo the whole time. EZimbabwe kule nhlelo eziningi ezijiyeneyo that are all set up ukuthi sithuthukise or improve each other njengabantu abasakhulayo.
Alright,
so I'm going to show one of them. This one is called the Boost Fellowship. It's one of the programs set up in Zimbabwe. You're an Ellen Jongo, of course, so let's just go to the quick video of the Boost Fellowship. Lapo is the founder explaining more about the Boost Fellowship, and then we'll come back, we'll continue with this conversation. Lingayinda Obafet.
Youth Fellowship is a youth-based organization. We work in youth empowerment here in Zimbabwe. BOOST itself is an acronym for Building Opportunity on Student Talent. Started and formed in the year 2000, and is intended to empower youth in Zimbabwe through providing them opportunities for their future. So basically, we look at ourselves as a bridge between the opportunities that young people seek for and the opportunities that are out there. So as BOOST, we are here in the middle to connect young people, whether it's entrepreneurial skills, business skills, or employment opportunities. We act as a conduit or a connector of young people through training them in different disciplines, through linking them with different opportunities, mentorship, as well as access to networks, funding, and other opportunities.
Here I coordinate the Delta BOOST Social Responsibility Program, as well as the Green Jobs Program that is run by the BOOST Fellowship with the support of UNICEF Zimbabwe.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about them?
Okay. With the Delta BOOST Social Responsibility Program, we are into profitable waste management models in Zimbabwe. So we are working with 10 universities, and we have created 5 power teams. With these teams, they go out into communities and implement profitable waste management models. You understand that we are a country that experiences a lot of challenges in relation to dealing with waste. So we are trying to work with youth and making them see that you can actually earn a livelihood from waste. So we have 5 power teams that are running entrepreneurial initiatives in Zimbabwe. For instance, we have one that is into making crafts from cans. So they are earning from what we normally see as waste. And they've also developed a mobile application that is into waste collection. So once you have waste in your community, you can simply contact them via the mobile application. They come and collect, and at zero cost, they make goods that they can sell.
So I'm a student, and I'm on internship for BOOST in Actors or BOOST Fellowship. So I'm from Bindura University, and I'm going for 4-1 next semester. I'm doing banking and finance.
What is it that motivated you to come and maybe decide to do an internship here?
Well, with BOOST in Actors now, you get to meet a lot of important people, especially here in Zimbabwe. So I would like to get into politics someday. So I thought maybe if I go to BOOST, you know, do my internship there, I would have an opportunity to meet, you know, a lot of important people. And then maybe someday they might remember me, and I might get into politics.
Right, Bafethu, you heard Leo is one of the programs set up in Zimbabwe. It was founded by Ubusi Marandure. Shout out to Ubusi. And also shout out to Paul Ndio, who is one of our VOA correspondents. He was in Zimbabwe recently. So, Bafethu, if you just joined in, you are tuned in to The Connection. We have about 15 minutes left in the program. Namhlanje kuhlelo, we're speaking about the one and only President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi nina njengabantu abasakhulayo, what are your expectations of him? 1, 2. Uyamsekela na umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa? If not, why? If you believe, do you believe ukuthi he's capable of uplifting your life njengomuntu ongusakhulayo? If you're looking to join the program, Evans, what's the number? Boo on the spot. Wanyara. Anyway, 001-202-619-2077. That's the number to call, Bafethu. Ngenani kuhlelo ngobunengi benu. In studio, we have Calvin Manduna, PhD student at Howard University. And of course, he is a fairist. Can we call you a fairist?
Well, yes, you can.
I'm joking. So, Bafethu, it sounds like we have another caller on the line. Everyone's on that story. Mtereri. Caller, caller, ecingweni unjani.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Magadi Baba, munotaura here kana kuti munokuluma?
Ndinotaura, I can speak also.
Yes, okay. Papa. Welcome to the program.
thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Firstly, I would like to greet you, all of you there, and I would like also to greet all the Zimbabweans all over the whole world. And back home in Zimbabwe, greeting to you, all of you.
Thank you.
You are speaking to Ms. Mananda here in South Africa, Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
You see, my encouragement to the government towards the youth is that I would want to urge the government to source the money to promote the entrepreneurship and all the projects for them to access employment to other projects that we might have. But however, the president alone cannot do it without our support.
Mm.
In as much as we know that one finger doesn't make a sound,
mm-hmm.
we need to be together to support him. Elections have come mm-hmm. and have gone. And we need to support our president and to have a positive mind.
Mm-hmm.
And once we have the positive mind, Zimbabwe will change sooner or later. It will move on with a high prospect that we are going to come to a developed country that we know.
Mm-hmm.
But if we kept on fighting like the way how it is currently, with others are pulling the other side is pulling on the other side, not to accept the election. Comrade Mnangagwa was elected,
mm-hmm.
and they need our support. There is no change to it. So I encourage the government that they need to sort the money. And once the money is there, let the government also promote the entrepreneurship and the project that is to make the use to have an access to get jobs wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way how we can help our youth. Otherwise, if we cannot do that, we still have got a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my only observation, and that is what I think should be done by all of us as Zimbabweans, both home and in diaspora. Let's work together. Let us have a positive mind to uplift our youth. And our youth are the future. Thank you very much.
Chavanzo vamananda. Vamananda vari kuti hurumende dai yatsvaga mari.
Dollar billion.
Ndochunje kutanga chandabata.
Mhm.
Chechipiri anzi president mutungamiri wenyika havangagoni kushanda vega vakabudirira. Ngati vatsigirei.
Mhm.
Vataura nyaya yema projects yavari kubata bata iyi. Vakurumbidza vaenda mubvunzwa ndandi chavabvunza ndewe kuti hurumende iyi yavari kuti itsvage mari inoitsvaga kupi? Nekuti kwese kuzhinji zhinji kunosvitsvagwa mari nehurumende uku kune zvikweretu zvisati zvabhadharwa iyo hurumende yacho haitorina mari yekuti ivo
vabhadhare zvikweretu
vachawana kupi imwe yavari kuti dai hurumende yatsvaga mari yauya hameno pamwe ndimi munonzwisisa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika idzi kuti dzinofamba
zvaiguma ndona
ungamkhoaibhebhe
usasekhona ecingweni. Pepe.
Yeah, ngisekhona.
Right. So umzwile umlaleli wethu Mananda lapho njalo silo umhlonitsho omunye who's in studio uKelvin Manduna. UManda uyasho ukuthi first things first, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. You can't grow with unless you grow within a community. So uyasho ukuthi umongameli uMnangagwa needs support from abantu, especially all Zimbabweans, diaspora, local, international, wherever you are. And Zulu Evans now bringing in Indaba Air debt. Now, bearing that in mind, Indaba Lena Air debt, how feasible is it ukuthi uhulumende lo will be able to generate anything or any programs as it can look to these abontanga that will be successful? Because generating it and creating it is one thing, but ensuring ukuthi it's successful is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I think for me it's a whole lot of things. I think if you're listening to viewers, basically what listeners what they're asking for is a government that is reflective of themselves in Zimbabwe. So we need a government that is fully reflective of the makeup of Zimbabwe, both in tribal and in terms of age, in terms of you know, gender, in terms of race representation. I think from what I'm listening, people are saying we want to see ourselves. in that government.
Of course, as usual.
So, that's a very fundamental strategic starting point. So let's have this government restoring confidence in Zimbabwe by being reflective of the makeup of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, I think for me, they need to move towards showing a fundamental difference from the old. You know, we need to own up to our debts. We need to start paying our debts. We owe the IMF, that's why we can't borrow from the IMF. We need to show strategic reforms that are moving us in the path towards economic recovery. We need we owe even China, we owe everyone in this world. I mean, we owe EPP countries, you know. So, but we need to start moving towards restoring confidence in all our borrowers. Thirdly, for me, it's about, again, going back to the point of making sure that we build a better macroeconomic framework. You know, investors will look at whether local investors, whether Zimbabweans are investing in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
If Zimbabweans themselves start investing in Zimbabwe, the whole world will invest in Zimbabwe. But if Zimbabweans don't invest in Zimbabwe, the world will not invest in Zimbabwe. What do I mean? Let's make it possible for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to actually invest in Zimbabwe. Let's make our operational framework. I was talking to a few friends of mine that I'm working in the energy sector. You know, it's so close. And these are Zimbabweans trying to come back into Zimbabwe. ZERA is the regulatory authority owned by ZESA. ZETDC, which is the distributing, is owned by ZESA. Zimbabwe Power Company, which is the generator, is owned by ZESA. How do we allow people to begin to be independent energy producers, to begin to supply into our grid, which is in so much need of. So let's make the framework, the environment conducive for people to work. Zimbabwe to invest in Zimbabwe. Then the whole world will invest in Zimbabwe. I mean, lastly, for me, it's an issue. I hear a lot of people saying, let's support youth entrepreneurship projects. As long as we understand that we need to deal with macroeconomic fundamentals first.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this tendency to throw money at the problem of young people.
Mm-hmm.
You are making it worse. You're getting them frustrated. A lot of young people, I listen to the Boost Fellowship thing. A lot of those young people are equipped. They know what they need to do. They know what they must do. But they don't. The environment is not conducive, not allowing them to do what they must do. So it's going to be problematic if we don't deal with this. I mean, the very last, let's deal with the liquidity. I hear somebody say, it's bond notes are bad. I think that's a conversation Zimbabweans agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Bond notes are not the best way forward. But let's have a broader conversation. Government must talk to its citizens. And let's have a broad conversation of how to deal with the macro and the currency issue. It should not be restricted to a few people. The few people who have done that decisions in the past brought us bond notes. Let's have a broader conversation. How do we deal with our liquidity crisis? How do we deal with our debt crisis? So that Zimbabweans, together with the government, can work towards a better future. I think we now need a fundamental shift. In the past, government was talking at us. We need government to talk with us and have a conversation with its own citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Citizens will help change the image of this country. But as long as citizens are not confident, they don't feel included, involved, starting from government, they will not help change the image of this country.
Yes, perfect. That was a mouthful. Mandun, what do you say about that?
I agree with Mr. Bebe.
Mm.
For me, right now, the ball is in the government's court.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, and I appreciate all those who are saying, as citizens, we have to do our part. This mm-hmm. is fair and fine. But the government policies are what will create, even for us here as diaspora, for me to put money at home, whether to buy a house or to start something,
it's
the
going
comfort
somewhere.
Comes from the government creating mm-hmm. that space. So the ball is in their court. But they must move faster than what we are seeing right now. Mm-hmm. This is we need to see some urgency.
Mm-hmm.
As Bebe is saying, people want to see this dialogue quickly taking place and translating into action, especially on the macroeconomic issues.
Mm.
Yeah.
So abantu kukhathilethu elevio endebele uthendayi ulomlayizelo for wena uthi slogan inonakiza idive. Let's give it 3 months then we'll talk about it.
No, we have 5 years.
Yes, please.
I got you one.
Uthi ungayindawo, we are here for 5 years, another 5. And then uthandiwe mavundla uthi ngeke bavule amabhizimusi abantu ngoba imali yabo izathathwa ngama banks.
Look, South Africa is entered a recession right now.
Mm.
30% unemployment. And I keep saying this is an economy who beat us on every metric of infrastructure, access to finance, skills. They have all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is the monster of unemployment that they are facing.
Mm.
So it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Government has to really address this thing head on. We can't have the same characters who brought us summer bond note. I think there's a consensus.
Mm.
Across the board in Zimbabwe, that we need a team that is capable.
Mm.
If you were going to build the new cabinet,
who would be in it?
Maybe not prudent to name names. Mm. I would say, what okay, would I want to be
exactly. Okay.
Out of them? Mm. I think, number one, I don't want individuals who are tainted by corruption. Probity is key for us.
Mm.
Those who a record of corruption in the past, I think those should be out.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I would like to see people who have a track record of delivery. Mm. For me, I go by CV. If you delivered in the past, I have confidence. But if you come because you were a good dancer during the primaries,
mm-hmm.
and a haula and a noisemaker, and that is why we are putting you, because loyalty, that was Mugabe's criteria, loyalty, that won't work for us. The key ministries, as we know, are finance and the bank there and industry and so on. I would love to see someone with a private sector background coming in there in those structures. I think that will really give a fillip to our private sector and to our external partners that there's some seriousness.
Right, Buffett, we have one more caller. We have 3 minutes. Caller, mlaleli. We're giving you 30 seconds. Sumgeni lokuhlelo maphinda mchirongwa tinogamuchirai.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Chief?
25 seconds.
I'm talking about 25 seconds. No, it's too long. What you have to talk about? Gumo. I'm talking about 25 seconds.
Aiwa
mkoma Patrick, mkoma nguva ndiye ajikana na tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nemupachirongo. So let's wrap the program up. I'm giving you 20 seconds. Umzulu Patrick esiti government ngaichinje maitiro.
Angazuthi Patrick he wants to relitigate the election. But on a serious note, I think let's give him time. I know people are very frustrated. We are all frustrated.
Mm.
We want things to happen immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what they are going to do in the second 100 days,
mm-hmm.
Euphemistically speaking, if they will inspire confidence in us, If they are not 2023, then they will go.
Let's move. Right, Mafetu, Sesfige Mafetu, then go. Hello. Hey, it was a very energetic program. Thank you so much to Wonku Muntu, Ngenile Ukuhlelo Lumbonile, Besilo Kelvin Manduna ecingweni, ehlelweni, Besilo Liberty Ubebe ecingweni, njalo Besilo abalaleli abaningi abangenile ukuhlelo bafethu olivalisayo ngenjabulo. Libe levikeli mnandi olivalisayo nguMike Hobe, Mzwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Have a good night.